this podcast, we talk to Harrison Fernandez, again, another one of our ambassadors who has done some brilliant work in breaking down perceptions towards young people's mental health, but could also speak about his own experiences of suffering bullying and being at the hands of a lack of support. Harrison will talk about this and other issues about why he has been involved with the Multi Schools Council. So, Harrison, how did you get involved with the Multi Schools Council?
I first met you when I was going to UMS, and then you told me about doing stuff for charity and whatever. And so I decided I wanted to help, and I helped a lot in my primary school. And then you just gave me the Ambassador Award.
Yeah, absolutely. And just in case there's some people that are listening that don't know what OOMS is, what did OOMS do for you? Why were you working with OOMS at the time?
I was struggling a lot with anxiety and autism. And they tried to help me with cognitive behaviour therapy. And okay. There was this really nice person called Lisa Parker, and she works with Kieran at Market.
Yeah, I know Lisa, she's lovely.
And then I met you there for the first time.
Yeah, and as you said, you was at primary school at the time, and you actually got the school to get me in, didn't you? And we did an assembly. Can you remember what the assembly was all about?
Different disabilities with people doing sports.
Yeah, absolutely. We touched on that and the different disabilities. We spoke about mental health, didn't we, Harrison? Why do you think it's important for children to learn about mental health in schools?
So they can understand more about it. And if someone just feels down, they can maybe try and help them, and it's important for them to understand it, because then they know the reason why they're feeling down.
No, definitely. I think that's a really good point. If they understand themselves, they can deal with it a bit better then, can't they? Would you say the you mentioned about having the therapy through OOMS, Harrison, do you think that therapy helped you?
I think it helped me a little, but mostly you have helped me gain confidence helping others.
So do you find helping others, Harrison, gives you a good feeling and gives you confidence?
Yeah.
Now, brilliant. You've certainly done that through lots of the things that you've been involved with. So what I'm going to ask you about now, Harrison, is an issue that may affect many children across the country, and something that is not obviously that positive, but something that made the news as well, that you were involved in. You suffered some bullying, didn't you, when you then moved to secondary school? Do you want to talk a little
about
the bullying, and obviously only talk about what you feel comfortable about, but do you want to tell everyone what that was like for you?
It was not very nice at all. I got bullied every day for every single week. I stayed there for like a month in total, and it just was not a nice experience at all. I felt very down then. And well, mum said it was 3 months, but it felt like 1 month because I was in and out of school. It was just not acceptable at all.
Why do you think they were picking on you, Harrison? Why were they targeting you?
They might have had some problems at home, but I don't know, to be honest.
And so that, I mean, that I think your answer there, Harrison, basically shows us what a great person you are, because you're saying that it may be because they are experiencing some bad stuff themselves, which is why they then choose to bully. If anyone is being bullied and they're listening to this, Harrison, what advice would you give them?
Tell someone. You need to tell someone, because, like, it won't get fixed otherwise. and you'll just feel down and downer every single day if you do not tell someone.
No, absolutely. I think that's really good advice. And there will be, I'm sure, other children who will be experiencing things like that right now. And part of it is because you spoke about in school, maybe you wanted to raise a bit of awareness. You spoke about autism. We said about mental health. Why do you think it's important for people to know about autism in schools?
Because they could act like a little bit different, and they could act like quirky and do things like I did. So talking about autism is a good thing, because then they have more understanding of it and they can recognise if someone does have it or not.
Have you found, Harrison, first of all, if we start with teachers, have you found that teachers always understand autism, or sometimes do they not always get it either?
Sometimes. Because my old teacher, like one of the assistant teachers in my primary, treated me very differently, and I don't think they got it, but I don't blame them.
Okay, so you think it could be because there's not enough understanding sometimes, even amongst adults?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so children as well. Do you think a lot of children understand what autism is, or do you think maybe they need to know a bit more as well?
I feel like they need to know a bit more, because it's better to understand when you're younger.
No, that's a really good point. Going back to you said about obviously experiences that you'd had, and I know before coming onto this podcast, you'd noticed that on social media, and especially with apps like TikTok, there's still a lot of people that will be horrible towards people with special needs or different areas of SEN. What would you want to say about that, Harrison?
I feel like you shouldn't be discriminating on any single social media platform. I feel like creators should be banned for doing that, because it's just not right.
Do you think social media, like, groups and companies are doing enough to stop like bullying and discrimination?
No, I do not think they are doing enough.
And would you, if anyone was...
Which is a sad thing, because they just make them feel targeted.
If children feel targeted, if children feel sad, what do you think the impact of that is? How do you think that will harm their futures?
I mean, they won't be as confident as they should be. Yeah. They would feel down.
Yeah, I think the word you keep using, Harrison, which is really important, is around the confidence. So what do you think schools could do more of to help children feel more confident, even if they have autism or SEN?
Maybe helping them with their work, and then building up a relationship whilst doing that, like saying, oh, that was a nice thing on TV. Did you like it?
To have a chat, to have like a real chat with someone and actually be able to get on with them.
Yeah.
And so do you think the best like adults, the best LSAs, the best teachers are the ones that you can talk to?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so kind of moving forward, Harrison, like with your work in the multi schools, what more do you want to do with the multi schools? What do you want to achieve? Because you've already achieved lots, and I know that people have loved listening to you before, and you've helped with lots of different events. What would you like to achieve in the future?
For people to understand mental health and disabilities, because that's just really important. And if you don't understand it, you could just get punished for it in like school, and they just wouldn't know, and you would feel like it's wrong.
Absolutely. Harrison, you've been involved in something recently, haven't you, where you've helped to like build a bit of understanding, something called the Good Practice Seekers, where you've gone and looked at how schools include people. What were some of the best things that you saw when you went to those schools? What were some of the good things that happened?
They were really nice, because the teachers were all fun and groovy and like happy. in one particular primary school. And there was all colourful walls, and all of the children were allowed to bring like fidget toys in. It was just really nice.
Yeah, and so that could almost be like good practice that could be shared to other schools. So obviously you saw some good stuff at Great Eastern. Did you see some bad stuff at other schools? And you don't have to name the schools, but it might be you saw some stuff and you think, nah, that's not right. Was there anything you saw?
I saw in the high school we went to, their walls were just the same colour, lights weren't on, teachers didn't have a really big understanding of mental health, disability.
Yeah, and maybe that's something that through the work that you did, Harrison, and going and seeing that school, and we gave them that feedback that hopefully will change. So basically, the last kind of thing I want to touch on, Harrison, is obviously everyone at the moment, especially young people, are staying home because we have to and to keep people safe. Have you got anything or any advice for like young people on how to keep their minds like fit and healthy during this difficult time?
Yeah. You need to exercise, maybe do have a walk around in the garden and through the house. Eat healthy, be proactive, maybe do something fun that you would like to do, maybe some art or gaming if that's your interest, and just, yeah, help the community as well.
Brilliant. It's been great talking to you, Harrison. Hopefully other people, and I know they would have, other young people like yourself and probably older people as well, would be able to listen to a lot of what you said and take like a lot of messages away. So thank you very much.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.